Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Hello and welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell. My name is James Marley and today we're talking about sustainable growth stocks. And to help us talk about that topic, I've got Kelly Ma from Sage and Emma Fisher from Airlie. Emma, I'm going to start with you, Pro Medicus. It's hard to find someone that doesn't have good things to say about Pro Medicus. Perhaps the valuation is the one thing that catches fundies up. For you, is it a buy, hold or a sell?
Yeah, look, I'll say sell on valuation grounds. As you say, good business, clearly getting traction, but I really fall over at that 62 times sales multiple. I mean, you can always overpay for a good business. And to put that multiple into perspective, you know, if you'd paid 62 times Cochlear's sales 15 years ago, you would have paid $430. And the share price today is $250. So you would have lost 40% of your money, even though you'd picked Cochlear and totally got it right that it was one of the best businesses. So you can always overpay for a good business. And I think, unfortunately, Pro Medicus is in that camp.
Kelly, Pro Medicus is about 15% more expensive than it was this morning when before it reported its results. Is it a buy, hold or a sell for you?
It is a hold. I'd like to buy it, but certainly won't after today. I want to buy it. I'll wait for a dip. It's a fantastic company, great growth ahead of it. I would say, though, that looking at the PE is fraught because it's been on this three-digit PE for a very long time, and if you hadn't bought it on 100 times 2 years ago, you still would have made a lot of money. So, but I agree with Emma that, like, it is very difficult to get your head around valuation on it, and particularly after today rising 15% for no apparent reason other than it reported, but I still can't understand the move today. So for me, it's a hold.
Okay. Seek, one of the traditional and one of the great growth stories of Australia. It's been around a while now. Buy, hold or sell?
It's a hold for me. I do think that Seek trades like a growth stock. It has had good growth, but I characterise it as a cyclical now, masquerading as a growth stock. It's in a good part of the cycle at the moment with job ads being very strong. I think the question though is that will they have enough pricing power to continue to grow through the cycle when the job ad cycle starts to soften? They've introduced this new dynamic pricing policy. Which could work, but for us the jury's out a little bit. We want to see a little bit more evidence that they can actually push those prices through when the job ad market rolls over. So for us, given its really high multiple, it's a hold.
Emma, Seek, are you a buy, hold or sell on one of the oldest jobs boards going round?
I agree with Kelly. I think it's a hold. Great core business. If I was in the market to pay 50, 55 times PE for an online business, I'd prefer to own REA. I think it's got better pricing power, as Kelly said. So for that reason alone, I'd say hold.
Aristocrat Leisure has been a great performer over the past few years. It's been on a steady march higher. Buy, hold or sell?
I would say buy for Aristocrat. I think it's a great business. US casino customers just cannot get enough of their high-performing games. Ironically, digital, which was the reason no one wanted to own the stock a few years ago, was their saviour last year during lockdown, and that part of the business is also going very, very well. So undemanding multiple, great balance sheet, very high-returning business, I'd say buy.
Okay, Kelly. The punters can't get enough of Aristocrat Leisure. Can you get enough of it in your portfolio? Is it a buy, hold or a sell?
I'm going to go a hold again, James. I agree with Emma and yourself. There's a lot to like about Aristocrat. It's got a great track record of 20% growth for the last decade, taking market share in the US, and invest in R&D and releases some really cool games that are very popular. And looking at it purely versus its peers, looking at the growth it offers and its multiple, it does look cheap. However, I do think that with the increasing focus from investors on ESG and gambling stocks, I do think over time that, number one, that it should trade at a discount to its peers that have similar growth. And I think that the ESG discount is going to get bigger over time, not smaller. And frankly, if I'm going to own a growth stock, I'd rather pay a little bit more and not own one that sort of is exploiting addictive behaviour. So for us, it's a hold.
I want to hear the sustainable growth stock that you're going to tip in today. So what's the one that you've picked to share with us and with our readers?
So, James, one that I think that can deliver double-digit earnings growth over many years, but not this next year because it's cycling such a huge growth in its earnings from last year being COVID, is Temple & Webster, which is Australia's largest online furniture and homewares retailer. It's enjoyed a huge amount of growth during COVID, and it's really in its early stages of penetration in the online market. Australia is way behind the US in terms of the percent of the market that is online. We're about at 9%. The US is more than double that at about 25%. And so from an industry point of view, the industry will move online, and that is going to provide a big tailwind of growth. And Temple & Webster, as the largest player in that industry, is going to continue to grow really strongly. The other reason, though, that the earnings will not grow this next year is because they're choosing to reinvest back into the business to really grow their brand presence and their IT. They're doing some really cool things with artificial intelligence and just to shore up their growth profile. But longer term, we believe that Temple & Webster can really deliver double-digit revenue growth, earnings growth. It makes a profit. It's debt-free. It generates a lot of cash, can self-fund its growth. And I think that it's one that you can pop in the bottom drawer and wake up in 5 years and you will have made a lot of money.
Emma, have you got a double-digit growth darling that you can pitch to us this afternoon?
Yeah, sure. Before I should, full disclosure, I'm sitting on a Temple & Webster chair, so I'm doing my part for Kelly's stock. So my company is PWR Holdings, so it's a bit of an under the radar smaller market cap business. Its market cap is around 700 million, but I think it's one for the bottom drawer for the next 10 years. So their core business is doing cooling systems for motorsports. They supply every Formula One team. And that tells you, how that they make the best cooling systems in the world, basically. And the reason, the really exciting reason to own the stock today is their emerging technologies division. So they're doing cooling systems for electric vehicles, for aerospace applications, for missiles, for defence, for a number of applications. And we think that business will underpin double-digit earnings growth well into the future.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you out there looking for some really strong growth, you've got the full spectrum from gaming to shopping to Formula One cars. There's a couple of growth ideas to put in the bottom drawer. If you enjoyed that episode as much as I did, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you've got your own growth ideas, why not leave us a comment? Thanks very much for watching.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.